gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webster.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from East West Animal Hospital out of Lutz, Florida is
Dr. Linda Register.
Here to answer your medical questions, your comments, your stories, and your behavior questions about your pets. And if you have those holistic questions, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. When you call in, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. It's free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. You can find it at Vitacraft.us. You can also find it in your pet stores, but you can also go to Walmart.com and get it there. Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats are teaming up with us, Talkin' Pets, and they're giving 10% off a discount by putting the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. Check them out and check us out at Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. No G in the talkin'. This is Talkin' Pets.
Sign for lemonade. They were the cutest kids I'd ever seen in this front yard. As they handed me my glass, smiling, thinking to myself, man, what a picture perfect postcard this would make of America. It's a high school prom, it's a Springsteen song, it's a ride in a Chevrolet.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. Dr. Linda.
Yes.
She's in the house here. Listen, Linda. Listen, Linda. Listen. Listen, Linda. I think it was a little bit more, listen, Linda. Listen. Listen, Linda. So if you've got a question, pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. You'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. We want to talk to you, and we're open to your comments and your questions as well. Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. We actually have the camera working today, which is cool.
Last week
was crazy. But out there going on, there's an organization called Helen Woodward Animal Center's Surf Dog Surfathon is going on, and if you want to find out more about it, you can go to find out about their 19th annual Surf Dog Surfathon. You can go to their website at animalcenter.org, or you can give them a call at 858-756-4117, extension 362. The information is on in our news section at talkinpets.com as well.
I hope all the dogs wear life vests.
They do.
Okay, good.
And but you ever see them doing the surfing?
I've seen a couple dogs, but I haven't seen like anything with this particular event.
It's gotten very big, and you're right. I mean, maybe not with this event, but I don't know if this one, maybe. I think this one actually does get pretty big. But I've seen ones on the news and on television, and the dogs like go right for that board. They're right up there. They want to ride those waves. It's pretty amazing. Well, Lexi, you were going to say something. I could tell. My ESPN kicked in.
No.
Mm-mm. I saw it. You were going to say something.
No. If I was, I lost the thought.
Well, that comes with old age. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. If you got a comment or a question, we want to hear from you guys. So, and again, like I said, there's a lot of news stories that we pull out for animals and so on and so forth across the country. And some of them don't make it on the air. And if you want to read them, you can go to talkingpets.com and just click on the news area. And you'll see a lot of different stories that, like I said, didn't necessarily make it here on the air. So, but once again, you are listening to us, Talking Pets, and we want to talk with you. The lines are open. Lexi, have you heard of this? So, Vilnius provided, again, that despite their short legs, these tiny little sprinters are anything but slow. And the Vilnius Park was the epicenter for the corgi races.
I've seen corgi races. I haven't seen that particular one, but they are very fast.
Yeah, you've got a corgi, and that's why I brought that up.
Yeah, she's very fast, and she thinks that she's like a little dog, but she's not. She has to weigh like 35 pounds, and she'll barrel right into you trying to knock you over.
So, Dr. Lindy, do you see at East West Animal Hospital, do you see a lot of corgis come in?
I don't see a lot. I do have a couple that I treat. Lately, besides the typical doodles, I've been seeing a lot of schnauzers. Mm. I've got a lot of schnauzer puppies that are
schnauzers
coming in now.
Are they the small, the mini schnauzers?
The mini schnauzers. I haven't seen too many of the giant schnauzers.
They're beautiful. The giant schnauzer?
Yeah, but some of them got some tooth issues that the owners don't.
Like what? Speak.
Like anxiety and aggression?
Oh, okay. Well, the schnauzers, basically, though, they have a lot of energy.
Well, I mean,
they're home protectors. If
right,
you've got one, they're checking
they're,
all the doors and windows.
They're a type of guard dog, but the thing is, you know, you got to kind of work with it, and some people don't work with them like they should.
I just think they're absolutely beautiful dogs.
Oh, they're beautiful dogs. Don't get me wrong. They're beautiful dogs. You can be beautiful and have a crappy attitude.
True.
I mean, how many celebrities are that way?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we just lost the celebrity count. Just went down a notch. So, I
didn't call out anyone in particular, but there are celebrities that you think are great. And then you hear that, you know, they're jerks to, you know, the film crew or the stagehands or based on what they do. Mm. So, I mean, you can be pretty and have a bad attitude.
My favorite one, Alec Baldwin. I would love for him to yell at me. If you want to yell at me, Alec Baldwin, please call.
You should have been on the phone with me that day a long time ago. Him, when he was with Kim Basinger, this is how long it was ago, they were trying to stop carriage horses in New York. Mm-hmm. And he's got a strong personality.
They're doing that again, aren't they?
Yeah, now they're trying to enact, because I think it was in Brussels, now they have electric carriage, no horse, electric carriages. So they work on electricity, and it looks just like, to a degree, a carriage horse that is pulled by a horse, but there's no horse. And we talked about it last week on the show.
Is there something that looks like a horse that pulls it?
Nope.
It's like an invisible. It's like the Harry Potter horse. Like,
doesn't that make it a car if it's
don't make it technical.
Independently powered?
It's a good thing.
It's a carriage.
Isn't that the definition of an automobile? Is a horseless carriage?
But you're still in a carriage. Like Lexi said, you're still in a carriage.
Just think of it like with the Harry Potter when they go and those invisible beasts pull those carriages. That's what it's like.
Yes, but with the invisible beasts in Harry Potter, you could go up to them and actually pet them.
Yeah.
Like you can't see them, but they're there. With this, there's nothing there to pet.
I have a problem with that. Have you been to New York City?
People probably still
I have, but it's been a long time.
Have you been there in the winter?
Oh, yes.
It was in the fall. Okay. It was in October. It was in the fall.
Well, even if it's fall or whatever, but it's worse in the winter. Oh, I've been there in the bitter cold temperatures. And basically, as I was there, these horses stand there for hours and don't get to move around, don't get to, like, kick or eat. And, I mean, they've got a bucket in their snoz. But other than that, I mean, they just sit there freezing the whole time. They don't get to move around. I think that's pretty cruel. And then they go, then they trot through the cities and cars and taxis going by.
I'm not disputing that.
I don't think it's a good thing.
I am disputing the fact that if you don't have something that looks like a horse pulling the carriage.
All you're looking at with the horse anyway when you're in the carriage is the horse's
doesn't matter. If it
behind.
Goes by itself with nothing pulling it in front. If it's a, quote, horseless carriage, that makes it an automobile and not a carriage,
but
is
it's,
my point.
It's a convertible carriage. It's a carriage. Just convertible. We got to take a break.
That makes it a car.
Give us a call. 818-818-6401.
You see it and you feel it. Spending and inflation are on the rise. The dollar is falling. Why are we borrowing and paying interest on our own money? Why haven't we eliminated the Fed? It's time to get real and bring back sound money. Don't be left behind when this economic bubble breaks. Protect your nest egg with physical gold and silver from Midas Gold Group. When the chaos of big government and big banks fail you, save your financial freedom and future with a call to veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. 855-322-4653. 855-322-GOLD or always at MidasGoldGroup.com. Don't wait for trouble. Protect yourself now with Midas Gold Group, 855-322-4653. That's 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. It's gold you can hold.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love your bathroom with free upgrades.
call 800-973-5411, 800-973-5411.
Texas woman was arrested and charged after 9 caged dogs were discovered outside in 104-degree weather without food or water. According to Manor Police Department, one of the dogs died. In the news release, the authorities said 2 of the animals were left in animal sweaters commonly used to protect animals from cold weather. Neighbors say the dogs had been left in the sweater since last winter. Aisha Young is identified as the owner of the dogs. She was arrested and taken to the Travis County Jail. The surviving dogs were taken to an area animal shelter for care. Young has the right to petition for continued ownership of the dogs. A judge will decide if that happens. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
It's way too hot today. It's way too hot today. So drink a lemonade and lay in the shade, 'cause it's way too hot today. I'd like to have some tea with Mr. B. I'd like to try my new soup recipe. I'd like to build a castle by the sea. So much I'd like to do, but I will have to wait until a cooler day. It's way too hot today.
I actually like the tone of this one. It's way too hot. It's catchy. Hot today. But it's hot every day.
Well, here in Florida, yeah.
No, it's been hot everywhere. All over the country. Been insanely hot. Although, I don't know if you noticed, I keep up with the weather, but in some parts of the country, it was like hot, hot, hot. And then all of a sudden it got cold, cold, cold for a day or two.
There was a cold front that came through.
Yeah, like bizarre cold. So, but yeah, no, it's been very, very weird.
You forget, I live with a weather geek. We have a weather station at our house. You can go online and see, like, how much rain and the wind speed and how many flashes of lightning.
Oh, yes. The thunderstorms have been awful by my house.
Yeah, one cracked here. I thought it was going to crack me.
Well, actually, we had one, like, it poured at the hospital and not at the house. Because we have lakes mm-hmm. closer to the house, so the lakes kind of, like, break them up. So, and then there's been other times it'll rain at my house and no place else.
Yeah, that's Florida, though. But we, you know, all over the country, everybody's got bizarre weather. So it is what it is, and we're dealing with it. But we need to be more conservative in terms of the way that we treat the environment. So whatever you can do, whether it is even recycling, you can just recycle. And that is some way of giving back, at least. So you got to make a difference, no matter what it is. Just do something. And if you don't believe in climate change, we'll still do something because we need to do something.
Because, well, we're stewards of the earth.
100%. Thank you
and,
very much.
You know, like if you don't buy new clothes, if you go to like, you know, donate your clothes and get them someplace else, then, you know, you're saving money.
Well.
So if nothing else, save money.
Let the games begin.
So I'm going to play this animal sound. One of the reasons why is because I saw it today. You know, when, before the show, I get up in the morning, I have my coffee, I put on the TV, and there's a like on the channel that I watch, there's like an animal thing that I like to watch. I don't know if you've, it's called Oh Baby. It's a show that's out there. I really enjoy it. But it's like baby animals and so on and so forth. Oh. So I like the animal wilderness things.
That's not where my mind
is. Get your mind out of the gutter, girl.
It permanently lives there.
So basically, this was one of the animals that I saw today, and I thought it was really cool. And I'll give you half of its name, Arctic. And it sounds like this.
Oh, that's easy.
So what animal, what Arctic animal is that?
An elephant. The Arctic elephant.
And
very
not,
rare.
And because when there's snow, they don't necessarily get to see underneath the snow what's down there. But sometimes there's some good treats down there that are like going through the snow.
Like Arctic lizards?
Burrowing like through the snow. And yeah, then they like can lizards. Listen. They listen for them. Listen, Linda. they listen for them, and then they jump up in the air, and they nosedive right into the snow to get that creature.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing. You'd think it would hurt, but they sound like, and they're beautiful, actually. So what Arctic animal makes that sound? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. We have treats for you if you win. A lot of things. And actually, we have calendars. And Dr. Linda, today, what calendar did you take, Dr. Linda?
Oh, I put it with my stuff. It was...
Bad cat.
Bad cat.
She took the
naughty cat.
Bad, naughty cat calendar.
Well, I have one.
It's
so,
cats.
Well, I have three cats, but one's really bad.
So is it cats in naughty poses?
No, I think it's just...
It's bad faces. Cat, John, not naughty
I'll
cat.
Go get it.
Same thing. Still, take your headsets off. Thank you. 818-818-6401. You can go with the 25 calendar, 2025. And as soon as anybody leaves this studio...
Every month is a picture of Shadow.
Yeah.
That's what the bad cat calendar is. Every month is a picture of Shadow.
As soon as Linda got out of her chair... My cat, Shadow, my black cat, just jumped right in there, and she'll growl at her now because she doesn't want to give up the chair.
So there's
the growl and the hiss.
Like, could nobody please bring me a waste basket? Which of my tires... So it's almost like cat shaming.
I show her Meaty Morsels from Vitacraft, and she jumps right down. I guess I should give it to her, though, because I got her out of the chair that way. Because if I don't give it to her, then I'm not enforcing the behavior. There you go.
Let's
You're
see, can
fat
I
already.
Take this out?
You're fat already.
So show the calendar.
She's fat already.
If you're watching us on Facebook Live.
Is the camera on me?
At Talkin' Pets Radio.
Not, yep, it's gone.
Coming,
so
it's
you'll
coming.
See Dr. Linda holding up the bad cat calendar from Page a Day. You can order it there if you want, .com. But you can get it free right now as your prize if you can name this Arctic creature. What creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401. Oh, wow. A lot of pictures. 818-818-6401. Actually, that's a cool calendar.
So it's almost a daily calendar without being a daily calendar.
But it's got different cats
on each day.
Every day.
It's a daily wall calendar.
Cats believe brown paper will protect them from alien abduction. Oh, so it's aliens. Not tinfoil?
818-818-6401. That calendar could be yours. If you name this Arctic creature.
So, it's just basically sassy cat memes.
818-818-6401. We're also going to play Lexi's AI song. 818-818-6401. Stay tuned for that.
Today.
Way too high.
Too high.
Way too hot.
Yeah.
Way too hot today.
Hot. Way too hot.
Way too hot.
Have a lemonade.
Way too hot.
Go leg in the shade.
Way too hot today. Hot, hot, hot.
Ha, ha, ha.
Way too hot.
The sun's beating down.
Way too hot.
And I'm burning up.
Way too hot.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code, Radio4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio4. Again, that's promo code Radio4.
An environmental group is calling for a federal agency to investigate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who allegedly used a chainsaw to cut off the head of a dead whale, strapped it to the roof of his minivan, and drove it across state lines roughly three decades ago, when he was in his 40s. On Monday, the Center for Biological Diversity Action Fund, a nonprofit group, wrote a letter to directors of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration asking them to investigate Kennedy for his alleged actions with which his daughter, Kick Kennedy, really? Kick? Okay. Recounted to Town and Country in 2012 interviews. Now, the story resurfaced this week amid, actually, tabloid reports about Kick Kennedy's dating life. She have one with the name Kick. According to the Town and Country piece, word out got out that a dead whale had washed up on Squaw Island in Hyannis Port, Massachusetts. Bobby, who likes to study animal skulls and skeletons, ran down to the beach with a chainsaw. Wonder what the beach people thought. Cut off the whale's head and then bungee corded it to the roof of the family minivan for the five-hour haul back to Mount Kisco, New York. Kick Kennedy told the outlet, every time we accelerate on a highway, whale juice would pour into the windows of the car. Isn't that special? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. last week suspended his independent presidential campaign, which he should have, and endorsed Republican Donald Trump. Trump's campaign announced later that Kennedy would join his presidential transition team. In the letter to NOAA, N-O-A-A, Brett Hartle, National Political Director for the Center of Biological Diversity Action Fund, argued that Kennedy, a former environmental lawyer, violated the Marine Mammal Protection Act and possibly the Endangered Species Act. Earlier in the month, he told Roseanne Barr that in 2014, he jokingly planted a dead bear cub in Central Park. Bear cubs and whale heads. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Okay. And I'm John Patch.
Stupid people everywhere. Stupid people got stupid hair. Stupid people that don't care. Cause they're stupid, 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 stupid. Stupid people like stupid things. Stupid people wear stupid rings. Stupid people don't know anything. Cause they're stupid, 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 stupid. Stupid people, oh, stupid people. Feels just right. Laughs and tips all night long. Talking pets where we belong. Talking pets, yeah, let's go.
not so wise, solving problems with his eyes. Bark or meow, he knows best, leaves no path in distress. Late night talk, furry friends, John Patch always transcends. Paws and claws, feathers bright, feeling good all night. Talking Pets, yeah, let's go. Every story makes us glow. John Patch on the line, all the pets doing fine.
And that is a song that was made up by AI, and Lexi Lapp Adams did that, and she put it together. And Lexi, I got to ask you too. You know, the thing that I think is, it's a cool song.
Yeah.
And that's all AI, right?
Correct.
And yeah. I like it, actually. It's pretty cool. I like the sound to it. The guy sounds good. And the one thing that really gets me on it is he actually pronounces Talking Pets correctly.
Yeah.
Like, because so many people say talking.
And it, well, I typed, I mean, it's reading what I typed.
Because
I did type in, you type in as much as you want or as little. You can go as deep as typing in an entire song if you want. If you have lyrics to something that you want to do, you can do that. Or you can type in as little. I did one that was pirate banjo rock. That's all I typed in. And I got a pirate banjo rock song.
Pretty amazing.
Called Shiver Me Timbers is what it's called.
So I also heard if you want to write a book, you can put like the basics of the book in there, and AI will actually write the book.
I've seen that popping up on Facebook too, where you can type in the thing about a person or whatever, and it'll make you a whole 30-chapter book on them.
Pretty crazy.
So, and the craziest part about this is that it literally takes like 10 to 30 seconds to make a song.
Wow.
Like, that's it. And not every one of them is like what the kids call a banger, but they're good. But most of them actually are really good. Like my husband Danny has a band that he really likes. And so I typed in their genre. I looked up the specific song that he was listening to and I typed in that genre. And I did. I'm like, I want you to make it real. And so it was like about falling in love or whatever. And it sounded nearly identical to this band, and I'm like, because he's like, you don't like them. I'm like, I like it. He's like, if AI made it, you'd like it. I'm like, yeah, because the band is not that great, but AI does it in 30 seconds, where these people have spent months of their lives trying to do it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, I kind of wonder. There's good things about it and bad things about it. But if you're a vet like Dr. Linda here at East West Animal Hospital, do you see AI? Maybe not right now. But eventually being a tool?
There is AI, actually. I use AI right now as a tool.
But is it good, though, right now? That's what I meant.
It's not great, but it's helpful. I use it. All my x-rays get analyzed by AI. Now, granted, it doesn't replace me and some of the things that the program has. And, of course, they're always making changes and redefining stuff. I don't agree with everything that it points out. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, it has this, and this is wrong, but it didn't pick this up.
Yeah.
You know, sort of thing.
So is it almost like for a veterinarian's office, like for yourself, it's almost like a second opinion, maybe?
Kind of, sort of. It can confirm some of the things that I see. You know, it's like, oh, yep, looks like we got some pleural effusion here, or, you know, and it may be so subtle. It's like you see it on one view or not another, and, you know, the AI might pick it up, but there's other times it doesn't pick it up.
Do you think that's part of it because it's kind of new to everybody out there?
It's new. We've been using it for about 3 years or so.
Really?
Yeah. And also, it's starting to be done, like, in some of our, like, cytologies and stuff. And it's making it to where, and granted, you know, they do the input of all the experts, but they're making it to where it could be used patient side in the hospital. So you could do an aspiration on a mass or look at blood cells or whatever and get better quality readings in office in about 10 minutes or so. And then if you need a pathologist to look at, say, a cytology, then it could be sent to the pathologist.
That's cool.
Is it totally going to replace pathologists? No, it's not. but for it, it's going to help us get some of the results quicker. Mm-hmm. So if we have like a mast cell tumor or something like that, which granted that's one of the few I can often read myself in office, you know, we can get results mm-hmm. quicker and get treatment done quicker than waiting 10 days for the results and then scheduling surgery.
But when does it get to a point that you think as a doctor that it might start replacing people? Because a friend, one of the friends of the program here and one of the co-hosts, Gino Sasani, he had heart surgery done. And he went to New York City, and it was a robot that performed the heart surgery on him. So do you find that coming
But was there a doctor on the other
right,
end of the robot?
There's a doctor supervising, but the robot is basically the one doing the procedure, which I thought was so futuristic. But
he said it was
amazing.
It is futuristic. However, sometimes the doctor is controlling the robot.
Putting in, like, the commands for it.
Yeah. So the doctor is controlling the robot. Now,
But the precision of it is quite well.
Yeah. I think in my lifetime that we will have some form of AI robot that will start coming in to your home even more so than the vacuum cleaners, because even that is kind of a semi-AI. Mm-hmm. It goes around and it senses things to clean up. Like, if you think of iRobot with Will Smith, that movie right. with all that, I do believe that is a direction that we are headed in.
Oh, 100%. I've seen them on the news. And
but we
they
shouldn't...
have, they have one, like you're saying, on the news that was just astounding.
Yeah.
Didn't anybody see Terminator?
Well, this is the thing, though, is that I've been playing a game, and it's called Detroit Becoming Human, and it's about AIs getting that sense of being human and wanting to be alive, and that is, and then it's us being like, oh, like, you're not human, you're a robot, you can't do that, and I think that's where a war would, like, kind of come
right,
in.
But that's where it comes down, like Linda's
saying. Terminator.
Going to the Terminator. Yeah. But the thing is, the point of it, though, in using it in your vet clinic, as a veterinarian, do you see somewhere realistically down the line where AI is going to maybe, for the most part, take over your job?
I don't know about take over my job. It's definitely going to become more advanced. Will that happen in my lifetime?
Oh, wait. Yeah, the lifetime thing? Thanks, Lexi. You just killed off Dr. Linda and I, because she was like, in my lifetime, meaning that Dr. Linda and myself are dead.
But that's like me being like 80. Like, no offense.
Wait.
But if I'm 80.
We're not 80.
No.
No.
But if I'm 80, there's no, like, my mother, I highly doubt even my mother will be alive. Like, so it's like, there's a lot of people will not be alive. But that's what I'm saying, in my lifetime. So even if I can reach 100, which is doubtful, but if I reached 100, like, and still in my lifetime, I think I have a big chance of seeing where we start integrating robots into our society and using them more as maids and household things to help us with just everyday
activities. I do not ever want a smart house.
But I want a smart house.
I do not want a smart house, because they will turn on you and kill you.
I watched it on Disney, the smart house movie from like the 90s, and I've always wanted that. I want to push my stuff on the floor and it cleans it for me.
Yeah, but the same thing with like human robots. They have dog robots and they have cat robots.
That
they're out there.
They don't pee or poop.
Well, yeah, but it's also, I don't know, are you going to comfort them? Are they going to be the same as, you know, the heartbeat of your cat
the big
or
question.
Dog? I mean,
that's the big question, is do these things have empathy? Do they feel like we feel, or is it just a program
again,
to make them
they,
feel that way?
And if they do, we're going to where Linda said again, Dr. Linda, we're going to the Terminator. Because if they start to feel and react and have jealousy
and your smart
anger,
house is going to turn on you and lock in you in the house, and you won't be able to get out, and it's going to kill you.
And I'm going to get sucked into the carpet with all my trash.
Hey, you're right. Hey, name this animal sound. We want to know if you can name what this Arctic animal is. Pick up the phone and give us a call, and we will give you a prize. Name this animal. 818-818-6401.
Attention pet lovers. try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
10-month-old puppy was recently tranquilized for euthanasia at the San Bernardino's Animal Control. Moments before the lethal injection was administered, staff did a final scan for a microchip, and one was located. It had migrated from the normal location and was missed when the pup was initially taken in. The shelter has extended the pup's euthanasia date to allow time for the owner to be contacted, but if that person does not show up, there will be no second chances. The pup, Valgar, is not doing well at the facility. He is frightened, and he is showing signs of fear and aggression in his kennel run. Suffice it to say, Valgar will soon be back in the euthanasia room if someone does not come forward soon to give him a chance. To learn more about Valgar, visit www.animalvictory.org. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Linda Register.
So, Dr. Lindy, do you think that everybody says spay and neuter your pets? Do you think that's the ultimate, or is it really the only way that we can try to control the population out there? Or else dogs, cats, animals are going to sit in shelters for long, long periods of time if it's a no-kill, and that's a big if.
Well, then you end up with other problems with that too, with it being a no-kill and dogs and cats being isolated and not being able to give the enrichment that they need. And to clarify, no-kill means not killing, euthanizing animals for space. The ones that are still really sick and injured, you know, that can't be helped are still being euthanized in shelters. And the thing is, spay-neuter programs have been around for 40 years and we still have a pet overpopulation. So part of it is also owner responsibility, taking responsibility for the pets. You know, and there are, you know, in many areas, you know, I mean, it's a surgery. It needs to be done by a veterinarian. You know, my prices for spaying and neutering are not inexpensive, but there are places around that can do it for a lot less.
I mean, sometimes I see where clinics are set up where, like you're saying, they have like a low cost spay and neuter that people could take advantage of.
Yep.
Does that, when they do something like that, it doesn't lessen the procedure, right?
Nope. I mean, it's still a surgery. It's still a surgical procedure. You know, some of the things surrounding it may be different. I have two assistants with me, two technicians when I do surgery. One is monitoring and one is helping me with the surgery itself. Not to mention we have them hooked up to a bunch of monitoring equipment. I can't speak for anybody else. I can't speak for, you know, humane societies, SPCAs, other low-cost clinics that do, you know, these types of surgeries as to what they have and how they handle their surgeries.
Well, we're going to go out real quick to Spokane, Washington, and Grant. Grant, you have an idea of what this creature is. What do you think, Grant?
I think that's the Arctic fox.
Yay! Congratulations, Grant. So what do you want to go with, Grant? We've got the calendar, the Bad Cat calendar. We have the dog books, cat books. I've got an Easy Walk small, medium harness in apple and gray. I've got the hip joint plus, the daily multivitamins, and the daily probiotic supplement treats from Good Pets Foods. I've got the turtle pendant. I've got the CD from Gino Sasani and the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. Yes,
I think I'll go with the hip joint solution.
Okay, from Good Pets Foods. We will have all three of those actually sent out to you so you can try them. And, of course, Grant, stay on the lines and talk with Sydney, and what we'll do is send that out to you.
Great show. Thank you.
Thank you, Grant. Have a good weekend. Have a good extended weekend, and have a safe holiday.
Thank you.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. 818-818-6401 is the number. And if Martin is still there in Utica, New York, Martin, we're going to send you out. Hope you have cats, because if you stay on and talk to Sydney, we will get your address, and we're going to ship you out the Bad Cat calendar for 2025.
Do you have another one? Because one is mine.
I know. I'm not taking yours.
Don't take mine. I'll beat you down. That's my Bad Cat calendar.
Now you're acting like my cat Shadow.
Yes, I am.
No, that's yours.
Thank you.
We have one sent out from the company. Okay.
Can't take my calendar, Indian giver.
But you can actually order one if you want from pageaday.com. But if not, Martin, you got the Bad Cat calendar coming out to you, just like Dr. Linda's. If you are still on hold and you talk with Sydney, we'll send that out to you. Or if you're not on hold and you're still listening, call back and you get the calendar. 818-818-6401. But hey, as we say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets, don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. And from myself, John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for now. And Dr. Linda, again, my heart goes out to you for the loss of your dog. I know it's tough.
Yeah. Whole family's taking it hard.
Everybody's thinking about you out there. For myself, John Patch.
Dr. Linda Register.
Lexi Adams.
We love you. Bye for now. And we'll talk to you again very soon. Don't forget, join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio.
Opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.